Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Greetings, humans. You have entered the command zone, your destination for all aspects of Elder Dragon Highlander. Enjoy your stay.
How's it, everybody? Welcome to a very special episode of The Command Zone. I'm your host, Josh Lee Kwai.
And I'm DJ.
So, DJ, it's Commander Christmas. It's that time of year.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
The Commander 2018 product is almost here. As you're watching this, it's all getting spoiled and previewed. In fact, this is a special episode because we're going to do a quick reveal of our exclusive preview card for this set. It is a legendary creature. I'm holding it right here in my hand. It's Jund. But before I tell you,
oh my gosh,
the rest
the
of that
tease,
we have to do a big shout out to our sponsors, cardkingdom.com/command zone. If you use that affiliate link when you're ordering your Magic products, singles, anything at all, you really are helping the Command Zone, game nights, everything stay on track, our content to keep flowing. All this Commander 2018 stuff is ready for pre-order, so you can go and use that affiliate link right now and order. I mean, I don't know about you. I order all the decks.
Oh, yeah. I've ordered all the decks, too.
But if there's one in particular or two that you like, you can do that. You don't have to order all of them. Or even the singles. Yep, yeah. Singles are great.
Get this specific card.
This card is pretty sweet, so you might want to pick that up. Again, cardkingdom.com/command zone. And another way to support the show is directly if you go to patreon.com/command zone. We love all of our patrons. They get all kinds of benefits. One of the best benefits is getting to watch game nights before the rest of the general public gets to see it. So that's kind of something that's only for patrons. And we call out one lucky patron every single episode. And this episode is dedicated to
Charles Willoughby.
Charles, you definitely rock. Okay, let's get right into it. It's our preview card for Commander 2018. Again, it's a legendary creature, Hydra, named Gyrus, Waker of Corpses. The casting cost is Jund, so that's black, red, green, and X. Gyrus is a 0/0. But Gyrus, Waker of Corpses, enters the battlefield with a number of 1/1 counters on it equal to the amount of mana spent to cast it. So if X if X is equal to 0, it'll actually be a 3/3 because you did spend 3 mana to cast it, correct?
That's cool. That's a little bit different than other Hydras.
Right.
I like that.
But if you make X equal to 3, then Gyrus will be a 6/6. However, if Commander Techs is involved, that is like Prosh.
You are spending mana on Commander Tax,
right,
so that counts.
So let's say that the Commander... So Commander Tax just kind of goes into the X, kind of, when you think about it. Like, if you have 5 mana available and Commander Tax is 2 mana, it's died once or something, then it's kind of like casting it for X equals 2. It's basically the exact same.
Wow, suddenly I'm happy about paying Commander Tax.
Right, but that's not the only text on the card. The other text is, whenever Gyrus attacks, you may exile target creature card with lesser power from your graveyard. If you do, create a token that's a copy of that card and that's tapped and attacking. Exile the token at the end of combat. So what happens is, let's say you play Gyrus for 5, comes out as a 5/5. Next turn, you go to attacks, and as you declare attacks, you pick a creature card in your graveyard that has power less than Gyrus, so less than 5. So you pick like a 4/4, and you put it on the, you, sorry, you pick the 4-4, it exiles it from your graveyard. Then you make a token that's a copy of that 4-4, but it's tapped and attacking. And then at the end of combat, exiles.
That seems pretty aggressive. In the example that you just gave, you're attacking for 9 as soon as you get a chance to swing with your commander.
Yeah. And that's, I'd say, like, that's not going to be hard to achieve with this card, right? It's modest.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like saying, oh, Gyrus is a 10-10, and I'm getting, you know, Ulamog's Crusher out or something.
Yeah.
So what kind of synergies, cards, cool interactions do you see with a card like this, DJ?
Well, I think that one thing I want to do is I want to have a lot of mana available when I'm casting this creature, because you're going to send it into combat. It's probably going to die here and there. And honestly, recasting it for more mana to make it even bigger just seems like a good idea in itself. So cards that actually specifically creatures that give me mana advantage are going to be really powerful. I'm thinking Secure a Tribe Elder has got to be one of the best, because you get it immediately in your graveyard. So in this situation, you play Secure a Tribe Elder, then you sacrifice it, sending it to your graveyard, ramping you a little bit, play your general only to get Secure a Tribe Elder back again. And you don't care about that 1 point of damage. You just sacrifice it again to get another land.
Steve. Yeah. And it's actually really good with Gyrus too, because if you play Steve, that's what we call Secure a Tribe Elder, on 2, sack it, get an extra land into play. Now you on turn 3, you have 4 mana available to you. You can cast Gyrus as a 4-4. Then when you attack, bring Steve back out.
Great.
Right? And there's a little rules interaction we should talk about here. So it's come up in Game Nights before with the card Reconnaissance. You can sack Steve, Secure a Tribe Elder, after damage has been dealt. There is an end of combat phase. So you have a moment there after damage has been dealt, when combat's not over and the creatures are still considered attackers, and at that moment, you can sack Steve.
Josh wants that one extra point of damage. He's like, no, I'm getting that damage in.
Yeah, you want.
But that's actually an important rules interaction that people need to be aware of, that you can have something deal damage and still be in combat and do reactions.
And take an action. And particularly important with this general, because the tokens do exile themselves, if I imagine you're going to want to get value from the creatures you're getting back out, and this is going to be one of the ways. So not, you know, Secure a Tribe Elder is not the only creature maybe with a sacrifice on it that you're going to want to use in this way.
So you're thinking about other cards that might just change in those creatures, like maybe other kinds of sacrifice outlets?
Yeah, I think that could be possible. Or you could have a sacrifice outlet out that allow you to use the creature at that moment before it sort of exiles itself. Like a card that I think should probably go in the deck, Greater Good.
Oh, because you can deal damage with something huge, sacrifice it, draw cards, refill your graveyard.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
So Greater Good is 2/2 green for an enchantment, and you can sacrifice a creature, draw cards equal to its power, and then you have to discard 3 cards. So this is doing so many things that the deck wants to do, right? It's getting value, but it's also like, even a lot of people look at Greater Good and they're like, well, what if I have a creature and it's only got 3 power? In this deck, drawing 3 cards and then discarding 3 cards is amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, because you're gonna basically use Gyrus' ability to get the creatures that are in the graveyard back out on the battlefield for value.
Because you really do want stuff in your graveyard, like, really badly. I mean, you might play cards like Gerard's Orders, which puts a creature in your hand and in the graveyard, even Entomb that puts something in the graveyard.
Entomb is a tutor for the graveyard. It's very
tutor
good.
For the graveyard. Yeah. It's really good. I think what's even better is having it on a creature like Satyr Wayfinder. Satyr Wayfinder is a 2-drop that mills cards into your graveyard, but if you find a land, you can put that into your hand. But honestly, hitting a land is great and all, but filling up your graveyard is what's really, really good in this deck.
And, you know, why do you say that you want it on a creature?
Well, because then I can attack with this wonderful Hydra and get Satyr Wayfinder back, filling my graveyard up even more.
Right, so an ETB effect, an initial battlefield effect on your creature that self-mills is going to be great, because you're going to get to do that more than once. So that's just reoccurring value with Gyrus. I really like that. A couple of other cards that I think would be really good in the deck are token doublers. So Parallel Lives, Doubling Season.
Because these make tokens. It's not like we might shortcut and pull the creature out of our graveyard and use that as the token. But in all honesty, like, there's a token copy of this creature, so you can double it up.
Right. So Gyrus is exiling the creature from your graveyard and then making a token copy of it. So whenever a token enters the battlefield, Parallel Lives, Doubling Season. What's the other one?
Oh, you're talking about Primal Vigor.
Right. So yeah. That's the third sort of token doubler. Anyway, so,
but those two, the Doubling Season and Primal Vigor, they also deal with +1/+1 counters.
That's true. So even more synergy with Gyrus. And then there's another interesting interaction because the way that Gyrus' rules text is worded, it says you attack, you exile the creature, you make a token, and then if you do, create a token that's a copy of that card that's tapped in attacking. And then it says exile the token at the end of combat. This wording means, I believe, that you would get to keep the parallel live token.
Because it says exile the token that this thing made, not the thing that the doubling season or the other one made.
It would usually, if it was worded this way, if it said that creature has exile it at the end of combat. Oh. It's an ability that's giving that token that would carry over to the parallel lives or the doubling season token. This one, however, I believe, again, these are new cards and nobody's seen this particular card yet, so it's hard for us to talk to anybody about it, but I believe if Parallel Lives or Doubling Season is out, Gyrus would make two tokens and one of them would stick around.
Very cool.
Even after combat. So
very cool.
Yeah. And like you said, the plus one counter synergy is real too. So I believe those are really good cards in the deck. What else you got?
There's a few other ways to make a creature stick around at the end of combat. And that would be Sundial of the Infinite.
This is a tricky card. I really like it.
Yeah. So Sundial of the Infinite basically lets you end your own turn.
You end it right then, and it doesn't matter what other triggers or anything are going on.
It ends the turn. Yeah. It's a crazy card. It breaks so many rules. And in this situation, you could just end your turn before those creature tokens have a chance to be exiled.
They're supposed to be, but the turn just got ended, and none of that stuff, all those triggers, those delayed triggers and everything, they're just gone now.
Just like, oops, they're gone now. And you might think, oh, well, the next, nope. It just, you get those tokens.
Yeah. It's also really good against like Cyclonic Rift because if they try to do it on your turn, you can end your turn.
Oh, that's cool.
That kind of stuff. I mean, they'd have to, it's not so good against Cyclonic Rift if they cast it on the next player's turn. Sundial only works on your turn. But another card I thought of that's really good because you're going to want to play Gyrus. You're going to want to attack right away. You're also going to be self-milling and putting things into your graveyard. Anger is such a good card in decks like this because I'm already dumping cards into my yard, and Anger is a card that if it's sitting in your graveyard and you have a mountain, all your creatures have haste.
And you want to be attacking with this.
And it's absolutely so much better if you just play it, attack immediately, get the token out.
Totally.
Go. Yeah. So that, I think that's totally a really good
card. And then also anything that you can put directly into your graveyard. We talked about milling, but cards with evoke like Shriekma or Ingot Tutor.
Oh, yeah.
Those things, you basically cast them and immediately sacrifice them and they go straight to your graveyard. In fact, other things that have immediate sacrifices on them, like Merciless Executioner.
Oh, yeah.
Or what's the other one?
Merciless Executioner and Fleshbag Marauder.
There we go.
Those are sort of the two go-tos. Yeah. When they enter the battlefield, each player has to sacrifice a creature. You normally just sacrifice the Fleshbag Marauder or the Merciless Executioner, but now it's in your graveyard. So you attack with Gyrus, it comes back out, everybody sacrifices a creature again.
Yeah.
That's really good. Shriekma, that's a really good one because it's two mana to evoke it. So it comes out, it destroys a non-black, non-artifact creature, and then since you evoked it, it goes directly to your graveyard. Attack with Gyrus, bring it back out. That is really, really cool too.
And all of these things that deal with your opponent's creatures are really strong because you need to be attacking with your general in order to get this advantage. So cards that clear the board, clear the way for your commander to get in and keep getting value is going to be really strong.
There's another category here that we both thought of, which was cards that sort of have more power than they do when they're in the graveyard. Like more power in the battlefield than they do when they're in the graveyard.
Yeah, because this is like Grenzo Dungeon Warden.
Alesha kind of.
Or Alesha, yeah, where you can have low powered creatures but high impact creatures because that's what this pulls out of based on the power, not the converted mana cost or anything like that.
Right. So one I really like is Duplicant.
Oh, yeah.
That's a creature that's a 2/4 in your graveyard, but it comes out, it exiles another creature and then gets that creature's power and toughness. So it might be like an 8/8 or something, but in your graveyard, it's actually only got 2 power, so it's really easy for Gyrus to sort of get it.
And it's another thing that affects the board in terms of creatures getting
out of
the way.
Yeah, it's like Shriekma or something in the same way. Yeah, one you mentioned was Ignition Team. This is a 0/0 in your graveyard, but when it hits the battlefield, it gets +1 counters equal to the amount of tapped lands your opponents control. Or sorry, all players control. It's count to your tapped lands. And so often, Ignition Team is like a 30/30.
Oh, it gets huge.
So that's one that's just... And also, you can activate it maybe and get a little bit of value. It turns your lands into creatures. I guess it doesn't really... Because you're already tapped and tacked.
When you forget have a 30-30 swinging in at someone, I think that you don't need to worry about activation.
Okay, so there's a lot of possibilities for this card. I think it's a pretty exciting deck. It's a combination of Alesha, Grenzo, but also the tokens are something you play with. And there's +1 Plus one synergies you could mess around with a little bit too. There's a lot of ways to go. I mean, you're going to do, we were talking about this before we did this episode, and DJ's going to do a deck tech on his channel, on the Jumbo Commander channel. So if you haven't been over to DJ's channel, this is a good opportunity to go on over and just type Jumbo Commander in the search bar. DJ's channel will come up, and very soon he's going to have a deck tech about Gyrus up.
Oh, it's going to be great. I'm pretty so excited for it.
Yeah. Are you going to use some of these ideas?
I'm going to use a lot of these ideas. I think it's going to be really cool. We had so many ideas as we were brainstorming for this general. We haven't even covered them all. We saved some for
Jumbo Commander. Okay. So that's good. All right. That's going to do it for our very short preview Commander 2018 episode. We are going to have a lot of extra coverage because Commander 2018 is such a big deal for us in our format. We're juggling a lot of episodes. We're about to record about five or six.
Are people going to be able to tell because of the shirts that we have? Just we're dressed exactly the same.
I brought one extra shirt. So at some point, it'll look like a different day for me. Well, but you'll have just been wearing the same shirt the whole time. So
I'm going to go out to my car. I'm going to find another shirt.
We're doing it
I'm
over a couple of days.
I'm going to put on like a jacket or something like that.
Just be hot in here already. All right. So look forward to all of that stuff. A lot of additional coverage of Commander 2018. And in the meantime, have fun buying or brewing or ordering all the cards for Gyrus, Waker of Corpses. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
Thank you for your attention. For further inquiries, send an email to commandcast@rocketjump.com or ask us on Twitter @JFWong and @JoshLeeKwai. See you later, alligator.
Greetings, humans.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.